Each Thursday after two, we invite a music critic in to share something they've been listening to or thinking about. And we're always excited by the arrival of Colin Morris. Hi, Colin.
Good afternoon and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you for the first time in 2023. I'll admit, I haven't actually heard of Paul Carrack, the first artist you are introducing us to today, although I understand in his day he was pretty famous.
He still is. to those who know him, he's been one of those guys that's been around, and in the music industry he really is a living legend. He's had plenty of albums out, a few of them that have charted in the UK. I don't think he's charted anywhere else outside of the UK, but the interesting thing about him is his background and what he does today. Yeah. He was originally in the band Ace, which had a fantastic one and only hit with... now it slipped from my mind. Never mind.
That's all right. I'll find it.
But he's been on... he's been a member of Roxy Music, Squeeze, Roger Waters, Mike and the Mechanics. He's just one of those people that if you want a pianist or an organist, you choose this guy. I mean, he's been with Roxy Music on the Manifesto, Flesh and Blood and Avalon albums. He's been on the Pretenders, the Smiths, Elton John's Made in England, B.B. King, Simply Red, and Ringo Starr's All-Star Band. So he's no slouch at putting himself about and saying, this is what I do.
Is the song you were thinking of, is it How Long by Ace? I see that's the one. They're most streamed on Spotify by some measure, yeah?
Yeah, I think I've still got the 45 somewhere collecting dust in the cupboard.
and despite playing a sort of, a slightly less high-profile role in some of those bands, he's a singer, right? He's worked as a solo artist and it can be a front man if required.
Oh, very much so. I mean, Record Collector remarked that if his vocal talent equaled financial success, then Paul Carrack would be a bigger name than legends such as Phil Collins and Elton John. Huh. And I think that's very true because his voice is just absolutely articulate. He's very nuanced in his lyrics, and the songs that he's sung that have been his own compositions over the years have been covered by other people as well. But on this particular album, this Don't Wait Too Long, well, the album is called Don't Wait Too Long, as is the title track. And the Don't Wait Too Long was actually a Madeleine Perrault track from a number of years ago. But this time it's with a big band. It's with a German big band called the DWR Big Band, who he's worked with before. So they've done a lot of correspondence via Zoom, and he sent them ideas over, and they've sent others back, and that's how the album came apart.
I've just got to mention the song The Living Years, which a lot of people will remember from Mike and Mechanics. He was the lead vocalist on that, I think.
He was indeed, yeah. He's been with Mike and Mechanic a couple of times because they're not really a band that sort of exists other than every few years they get back together. Because it's basically, Mike and the Mechanics is basically Genesis in another form. Uh-huh. And when Phil Collins wasn't touring with them, then, Mike Rutherford felt he had to do something else, and that's how the Mike and the Mechanics started. But Living Years is such a wonderful track.
Yeah.
The one that Paul Carrack didn't write was about his In My Father's Eyes, I think it's called. Yeah. And it's just one of those, every time I think of Father's Day, I always think of this particular track, which is, again, very nuanced. It's all about, I wish I'd have said this and I wish I'd have said that to his father in the olden days,
So this album, this is a solo album that you're introducing us to today, Don't Wait Too Long. And is it a new release from Paul Carrack?
Absolutely. It came out probably last Friday, I think.
Huh. So it's how's the voice at 70
I like to have something right up new, because the earlier part of January, the record industry is on holiday. And so you don't get any new releases for about two and a half weeks. And then it starts as a trickle of things left over that didn't get released in time. And then suddenly the floodgates open. So in the next month, we've got box sets from U2. And we've got box sets from plenty of other artists, but everybody's got, in the next couple of months, it's going to be a deluge of product. There's just so much waiting to get out there, for sure.
Great. His voice is still in good form at sort of 70 plus?
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful. In fact, I can recommend anyone that wants to go on YouTube, there's a really 25-minute conversation with a writer I've never heard of. But it's just very casual in Paul Carrack's home studio and surrounded by guitars and pianos and all the accoutrements of cables and speakers and the like. And for 25 minutes, he just talks about particular tracks, how he wrote them, how the band wrote them, how they suggested different arrangements, somebody else doing a guitar solo rather than all keyboards. And he went along with it. He seems to be one of these people that just says, yeah, that's fine, let's go ahead and do it. He doesn't seem to have an ego at all. It's really worth watching the YouTube clip.
Okay, let's get this one on, though. The Madeleine Perrot song, Paul Carrack singing Don't Wait Too Long.
You can cry a million tears, you can wait a million years, if you think time will change your ways, don't wait too long. When your morning turns to night, who'll be loving you by candlelight? If you think time will change your ways, don't wait too long. Maybe I've got a lot to learn. Time can't slip away. Sometimes you've got to lose it all before you find your way. Take a chance. Play your part, make romance, it might break your heart. But if you think the time will change your ways, don't wait too long. It may rain, it may shine, love will age like a fine red wine. But if you think time will change your ways, don't wait too long. Maybe you and I've got a lot to learn. Why waste another day? Maybe it all before you find your way. Take a chance, play your part, make romance, it might break your heart. But if you think the time will change your way, don't wait too long. Don't wait too long. Time's a ticking.
RNZ National, the choice of our music critic Colin Morris. Paul Carrack, Don't Wait Too Long. I enjoyed it, Colin. Reminded me most, I think, of Randy Newman for some reason. Just that kind of slightly whimsical delivery and maybe some of the instrumentation there as well. Thank you for that. And now you're going to take us behind the song.
Well, I am. I've changed rather than behind. Well, I'm still using behind the song as part of the introduction to this, but I've decided to introduce you to hidden gems, the tracks that are tucked away in albums and tend to get lost and rarely ever played. And I don't know why, because I've got literally hundreds and hundreds of albums where I possibly got them just for one track. This is not the case in the next one, which is Gregory Porter singing a tribute to Nina Simone. The album itself is called Round Nina, and Black is the Color is the song. It's not an original by Nina Simone. It was actually a folk song goes back to colonial times and music of the Appalachian Mountains in America that's believed to have been originated in Scotland because it actually refers to the River Clyde. So it's one of those songs where you could probably find a couple of hundred versions online if you wanted. It's just one of those lovely songs. Nina Simone imbues it with quite a different sort of tempo. It's rather than sounding like a folk song, she does turn it into jazz, and Gregory Porter follows it along that line. I'm a big fan of Gregory Porter, apart from his album where he covered Nat King Cole. And it was so straight-laced and so almost down-to-the-note cover version that I didn't see the point of it. Mm-hmm. But everything else that he's played from Liquid Spirit and Take Me to the Alley, which have won him a couple of big awards, Grammy Awards, and Best Jazz Vocal Albums, I think he's one of those guys that's got this amazing, sonorous voice which just creeps on. You can't help but be seduced by a voice like this.
Yeah, I think you might have introduced me to, is it Liquid Spirit? Liquid something or other?
Yes, I have played him on your show.
Yeah, it was great.
I'm always pleased to play him.
Interesting point you make about cover versions. I love cover versions of songs, and in fact, often we'll always invite bands doing New Zealand Live with us to do a cover version. And it's a really interesting question about whether you do as true to the original as possible or whether you just take the song and completely reinvented it. I'm thinking about the fact that Anthony Tonin's in tomorrow and he's going to be doing Wicked Game by Chris Isaak, in an Anthony Tonin sort of a way. But it's such a thrill to hear somebody else's interpretation of a song that you love.
It's good. Well, the one New Zealand, I like all the New Zealand shows that celebrate New Zealand music, but the one I like most is the Silver Scroll, because it has to be someone's song has to be interpreted by somebody else on the night, and when you get that, you suddenly realise, oh yes, I see. There's a different side to this
such a great
song
tradition
that I never heard before. So I think it's a terrific idea. So,
thank you for finding this one for us. And people who don't know about this album, the tribute to Nina Simone called Round Nina, will be interested to look it up. This is Gregory Porter performing Black is the Colour. And Colin Morris, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you. Look forward to it. Bye-bye.
Here we go.
Black, black, black is the colour of my true love's hair. Her lips are like some roses fair. She has the sweetest smile and gentlest hands. I love the ground I love my love and where she knows. I love the ground where I'm.
I go the Clyde and I mourn and weep, but satisfied I never could sleep. I write a letter, just a few short lines, and suffer death a thousand times. Color of my true love's hair, her lips are like some roses fair. I love the ground whereon she stands.
National. A little Mr. Spookiness to that one, Gregory Porter's version of Black is the Colour from the tribute album to Nina Simone. It's called Round Nina, if you'd like to look it up. Thanks, Colin Morris, for finding it for us.